Doctor Who Forever Autumn by Mark Morris. Read by Will Thorpe. The Doctor catapulted from the TARDIS, sonic screwdriver held out in front of him. He pivoted on his heels, turning a full circle. "Come on, come on," he muttered. Martha Jones stepped out of the TARDIS behind him, a look of gleeful expectation on her face. When she saw she was in a backyard between a couple of smelly bins, rather than on some alien planet with pink skies and purple grass, she frowned.
"Is this where the signal was coming from?" she asked.
"It wasn't a signal," he said. "More a sort of splurge. A big fat splurge of power."
"But what kind of power? I mean, what made it so special?"
"It was old," he said, not looking at her.
"How old?"
"Oh, very, 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 very old, I'd say. Old enough to make my teeth itch. And my palms." He examined the palm of his left hand thoughtfully. "Maybe I'm allergic." The sonic screwdriver didn't bleep or shine brighter or anything, but suddenly the Doctor shouted, "You beauty! Go on, girl!" Next second he was running towards a gate in the high fence surrounding the yard, all bony knees and elbows, his spiky, tousled hair seeming to fizz with energy. Martha ran after him.